Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I'm just going to say everything you say.
We're back.
Hello. Hello. Happy Monday. We are. I was trying to find something, but maybe that's not
See,
going to work.
you wanted a quicker intro, but now it's not a
I
problem.
know, like this quicker intro is like a whole situation for me.
Oh, she kept telling me the intro is too long, so I cut it down to a minute, and then it's too short. So we got to find a happy medium in
Okay,
between
so
there.
anyway, before we get started, okay, I swear I'm paying attention now. Sorry about that. Before we get started, please share this with your friends. I know that it's big football night and all kinds of stuff is going on, but hopefully people will take a little bit of time to listen to us ramble.
Maybe,
Maybe.
hopefully. I know the Bills game is 24-10 right now.
He's been watching.
I have been watching.
Yeah,
I
so.
care more about the later game. Not that I'm saying I don't care about Pittsburgh Buffalo at all, but I care a lot about the next game because that's who the Lions will be playing next week.
All right, speaking of the Lions.
We do.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm sorry. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Anyway, Lions. So, as you can see, we're pretty hyped.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. So in the past week, so like this time last week, we were all like hopped up about Michigan football, which we won,
The
by the
national
way.
championship.
Yes, we
Lots of
did.
people.
And then now, like last night, the Lions won their first playoff game in
32
32
years.
years.
January 5th, 20 or 1992 was the last time they won a playoff game.
It is. And this is the big reason why this is so exciting, not just because we're from them from Detroit, but for years and years and years, the Lions have been a butt of jokes, obviously, because we've sucked for so long, and it's just really hard, and it's like finally, we're getting like a little bit of respect and not being made fun
Somewhat.
of so
Well,
much.
somewhat.
Yeah, I
I mean, we're not getting made fun of like the team that lost earlier in the day yesterday.
mean, no,
That are
we're
getting ripped to shreds everywhere you look. But hey, it happens.
not. Anyway, did you want to say hello and welcome before we talk about
Oh, hello and
football?
welcome to TMSN Weekly Live Show number 133 for January 15th, 2024. I'm Scott.
Right. So anyway, so I'm gonna tie in Disney with this football talk. I swear.
I'm curious about this.
So if you follow any of Detroit's pages, which I'm sure you don't, but if you do, downtown Detroit has this old train station that has been like empty for years, and a couple years ago someone bought it and actually redid it,
Yeah,
and
I believe it was the Ford family, Ford Motor Company.
there's actually a functioning building now. But anyway, so last week, we don't know who, but somebody made like a drone show to go over the old train station. I don't know what's in there now, but it was like, did you remember? Wait, no, let's go back. Bookmark that. Show them the drones real quick. Drones.
Drones.
Okay, and that video is courtesy of Colin Detroit on the Instagrams. So I put this video up on our Twitter, now X page, and somebody made a very good comment. It was snarky, but I got where he was going with it. So the comment was something along the lines of, okay, so Detroit can come up with a great drone show in a pinch, but like Walt Disney World can't.
Well, I think there's a lot of factors that go into that. First, the FAA has regulations on flights, which Disney already has to appeal to because of certain height restrictions and stuff like that. So it could be a thing in Florida where you can't fly them over where people will walk. So they'd have to have a platform somewhere near where they're going to fly them. So if they flew them, let's say, over the Epcot Lagoon, they would have to have a platform inside the lagoon where the drones would be stationed. They would lift from there and then they'd do their show.
Okay, but
It's
here's what
possible.
I don't agree with you, only because if Detroit can whip together a drone show in a matter of a few days, Disney could too. Now let's go back for a minute, back to when that Christmas that Disney Springs had a drone show.
Right, and they flew them from the back area by the water.
They had it over the water, and it was beautiful. They made a Christmas tree. They made a dove. It was gorgeous. So they do have that technology.
Well, HP sponsored it, too.
It's in other parks. I've seen them use stuff like at Disneyland. Disneyland Paris has a whole drone thing going on. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? They had Main Street Electrical Parade drones. Are they the ones who in their Avengers campus had the big Spider-Man on the side?
I can't remember if it was there in California, but I think a lot of it is the regulations in the area that they're just trying to get around. I really think that's a lot of what it is, that they have to make sure there's a platform where they can take off, or they don't, because they can't fly over people. That's the thing. So like in Detroit by the train station at nighttime, there's nobody in that area. That area is actually blocked off from people getting to that. It's just an open field. So that's why I think they're able to do it there. But I think at Disney, they would have to do something similar. They'd have to have a platform where they could be stationed.
It's Disney.
I know.
If Detroit can do it, Disney can.
But you got to remember, too, Disney doesn't like to spend their own money. They're going to want somebody to come in and sponsor it like HP did when they did at Disney Springs.
Okay, I should think of getting a sponsor. But anyway, do you guys remember the drone show at Disney Springs by chance and how really neat it was and how, the international parks get all that cool stuff and they don't?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. And that's what somebody thought, or Greg actually, when they're CBS, he think had something to do with the drone show.
Oh, yeah.
Because it did advertise CBS in the game. They played the Lions emblem, they played the...
But just that night, because previously during the week, it was just the Detroit logo. So just last night. Yeah.
And somebody said also the train station is due to open later in the year.
Oh, okay, so it's not open yet, but it looks at least alive. it was one of those buildings that looked like a haunted location for the longest time.
It was. Many people used to go into the building to do video and see what was going on in there. I know a lot of homeless people became a homeless encampment.
It ended up being one of those places that was like the ghost people would go and investigate. No, I don't. Not any big ones, but local ones. But anyway, that's not the point of what I'm saying. But anyway, yeah, drones, really cool. Hey, congratulations to our home state, Detroit Lions. We are thrilled, so happy.
Yeah, I paced for the entire fourth quarter in this living room, back and forth, watching the game because I just could not sit. I had to watch it closely every play. I walked closer to the TV. Play went off. I walked away from the TV, and I was usually yelling or cussing or cheering.
The end, I will tell you, my husband and my oldest son gave each other the biggest bear hug that I've ever seen in my entire life. It was really cute.
I've been waiting 32 years for this game. I mean, I remember last time we were in the playoffs, and we went to the NFC Championship game, which is still two games away in this series if we do get there. But the fact that we had the home game yesterday, we have the home game next week because Dallas lost yesterday. Not gloating or cheering, but can't say I'm not happy about that. And so we get to play the home game next week against either Tampa Bay or Philadelphia, who play at, I think it's 8:15 tonight. Those two teams go off in Tampa, so it's locally here.
Yeah.
Just up the street, actually.
Okay, let's quit talking football before we lose everybody.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, want to talk about Disney now?
No, I'm not talking about football.
Okay, well, since we spoke last, Epcot International Festival of the Arts began, and we went on Friday, I don't know my days. We went on Friday.
Opening day.
And a lot of things were the same, but there were some things that looked a little different, too.
Yeah, things weren't where we thought they were going to be for, the deconstructed booth. Where we thought it would be was actually art booths now. So it looks like they've spread out everything more throughout the park in the Future World and World Showcase.
It didn't look like there was as much, to be honest with you. No, I don't know if it's because it was opening day, but there didn't seem like there was a lot of as many art booths or
food booths
for that matter. But let's talk about what was there, shall we? What are you laughing at?
Oh, no. Randy said, Michelle yelling at the TV. That seems odd. Not.
I've become quite that girl.
And Randy actually got his vacation extended because he can't fly home today because the weather in Houston, so he gets to stay here till Wednesday now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, lots of snow. Be careful up north, you guys, because we know what that's like.
He's in Houston.
I know, I'm talking about all the people getting all the snow.
Yeah. Yeah, they're getting lots of snow. He said ice is the problem there that they can't land.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, festival lyrics. I think that we'll go over all the what you can expect when you go and mm-hmm. throw opinions in there. Mm-hmm. So the big talk of the town, as usual, will be.
Could it be the Figment Bucket?
The Figment Bucket.
Which I seen about four people drop the Figment Bucket while we were there, and so, the door popped right off of it.
Yes. So the Figment popcorn bucket is $30 this year, as opposed to the old one was $25.
Right.
And yeah, so it was breaking. We did not buy one. So a friend of ours did, but we didn't buy one. But we were leaving, and I saw another person drop it, and the door actually fell off.
Right off.
And this poor kid, he had headphones on. Had no idea that half his popcorn bucket was on the ground when he walked away. So we did get a hold of him to pick up the pieces for him. But yeah, that would be really disappointing if you spent $30 on that plastic bucket and have it break like immediately.
I know. If he would have got home without the door, if he was buying it for somebody else.
Yeah.
Where's your bucket? Oh, wait, where's the door?
Yeah. But walking with headphones, he almost like missed it.
And then you get a little tiny bag of colored popcorn.
You get a little tiny bag of colored popcorn.
But so it's in the Odyssey Pavilions where you get that from. You can mobile order ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So you come back, you set your time to pick it up. I think when we left what about? What time did we check? It was probably about 3 we checked.
3, maybe.
3:33. The pickup time then was between 5:30 and 6. So it's a couple hours away. And that's on opening day. I don't know how it would be today. I'm sure it would be a lot less time now.
Yeah, and it was – so what was interesting, which is no shock to any of you, I'm sure, is that we got there by 10 because we had to check in for media by 10, and there was already people walking out with bags full of popcorn buckets and merchandise. Yeah. I mean, bags full. So.
And then it was on eBay shortly thereafter.
Yeah, it was like before Epcot even opened, it was like, what, $115, $120?
I thought it was $120. Greg was telling me about it. He sent us a picture. Somebody already had one before we even got to Epcot that day. Somebody already had listed on eBay for $120, $129, whatever it was. Just ridiculous how quickly. But I think Disney may have learned from the last Figment popcorn bucket to order more so they don't run out. So I don't think those resellers are really going to have much of an opportunity, except for out of state, out of country people who want it. Then they'll make the money. But I think locally we're going to have no problem getting one.
Well, plus mobile order kind of takes away from the whole frenzy.
It does.
You know,
does.
Like I think the hype and frenzy, like. Last time, I didn't, you all know how I feel about Figment. I don't care. But I bought the freaking bucket anyway, just because I got caught up. Mm-hmm. I did refrain this time. Now I could have because mobile order. I just didn't want, I didn't want it. Because when I saw doors flying off of it, I didn't want it.
Yeah, it's one of those things you got to really, if you're really, and popcorn buckets are hard to store. I mean, if you don't have a place to display them and you don't.
You run out of space
to where to put them. I know before we put them on top of our cabinets here, because most in Florida, most houses have the space above your cabinets to put stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
But we just didn't do that when we moved in here. We've kind of refrained from buying popcorn buckets the last couple of years.
Really only out of running out of space.
Yeah.
So do you guys get like that too? Get kind of crazy with souvenirs for a while, like, you know, and then you get it all home and you're like, now what? I think that's where we're at with some of the things. So. It's, we kind of pick and choose what we
right.
buy.
Like we did buy the Haunted, or I'm sorry, Nightmare Before Christmas one that I had during Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. The mayor driving his truck.
Yeah, and look, we never even displayed it. It sat on the counter over there.
Until Halloween was over and then I put it away.
Yeah.
I think I still had the popcorn in it too.
Oh God, I hope not.
So we forgot about it.
So we might as well like go right into merchandise since we're talking about Figment. So Disney sent me this, if you can see it, maybe the light's bright in here. It is the Festival of the Arts. It's supposed to be a Figment Eclair from the Munchlings collection. I don't know what retail. Oh yes, I do. It's $20 for retail.
And they did have them in the store because I did see them right mm-hmm. there on Friday.
Yeah, so I posted this picture last week when I got it, and everybody was curious to know if they were going to sell these, and they certainly do. What now?
Greg, Michelle, will you begin the Figment Wings Magic Shot? I think we all need that photo. Teresa bought 2 Christmas buckets this year. She says she has a huge problem.
I feel you, Teresa. You get so caught up and you just want it. And no, Greg, I'm not going there.
And then Facebook user, I'm not sure who that is. Maybe Holly. Could be wrong. remember the Cinderella Coach bucket?
The Cinderella Coach buckets was a madhouse, too. So, yeah. And we ended up, but I liked that bucket.
Right.
Like, Figment.
I know Andrew bought me the TIE Fighter.
Yes, he did.
Some time ago. When
at the studios, they had it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I got that one, and then I bought the Millennium Falcon.
That one was big.
That one was big.
Yeah.
Lucky to carry, but yeah.
And we don't even know where any of this stuff is. It's in a box somewhere.
Oh, no, I'm sitting in a box with other buckets. But if you think about it, when we first moved here, it was buckets. It was the buckets with the lids, kind of like what they still have today that everybody bought. A new bucket came out, but that was the shape. It wasn't something different.
Yeah, this whole thing that they got going on this year is the Imagination Pavilion, and which is neat.
And it lights up.
And it lights up. And it's got Figment kind of like upside down in it. But yeah, I mean, if you like that sort of thing, yeah. And if you like Figment, all the merchandise is Figment. The spirit jersey, the t-shirts, the ornaments, the stuffies, the...
Stuffies, is that what these are? Is that what munchlings?
Munchlings, but they're stuffed animals. Or little stuffed animals.
I'm going to let Ava play with it.
That's a Figment eclair. Anyway.
If I tell Ava it's an eclair, she'll eat it.
Yeah, Ava eats everything. but,
she's a little cute, but hungry.
But they have, like, tumblers, and they have, like, the new corksicle type of bottle thing. And everything, basically, they have is Figment.
And this is his festival. So
yes.
He is the
mascot.
The mascot, the icon of this festival, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
We haven't got to it, but one of the things we did while we were there was the animation. Animation Academy. They did that in the American Gardens Theater. Mm-hmm. And Lon Smart, who we know, Disney Imagineer, he drew and taught people how to draw Figment. So Michelle actually drew it. I recorded the whole thing, so I didn't watch it. I'll be putting that up on YouTube this week of his tutorial on how to draw Figment, so it was kind of cool to see that.
And I actually did a pretty good job.
She kept laughing throughout it, so I kept looking over at her, and she would shake her head, and she.
Like, oh my God.
But at the end, it did come together and did look like.
I posted it over the weekend on our Facebook page, so you'll have to look if you're curious to see what the finished project was. But it was actually fun, and you know, I didn't know I could draw that well.
They should auction it off to raise money for House of Mouse.
And then they tell you to sign it at the end, so it's even signed. It's on top of my refrigerator. Does anybody want it?
Taking bids. Opening bid starts at $2.
But it's really cool. So if you do the Animation Academy, they had it at 12:30 and 1:30.
Right.
So they don't do it all day because of the Broadway shows that start in the evening.
Yes.
So it was like. Our day again was 1:30.
Everybody said you did good.
Thanks. Thank you. 12:30, 1:30. And I guess I can't remember. I read somewhere with the other art session was not Figment. It was something else.
Well, yeah, that's why he had said at the beginning of it, he goes, since it's the first academy for the festival, he's going to do Figment. Started off right. So, yeah, it was kind of cool. Somebody said 20. I got a 20.
Oh,
I need to pay for the expo. Can we get that up to a couple thousand? Let's see. For the right price, I'll have Michelle hand deliver it to you.
Yeah. Want to get some like frozen yogurt or something when we deliver? Go out, hang out for a bit.
Go to Menchie's, you got yogurt.
Or if you want to go get a drink, we can do that too.
Or you go to Epcot and get a picture with Figment wings on. I'm surprised they haven't come out with the Figment wings like they did Tinkerbell's wings a couple years ago. I remember it was that little thing.
Give them ideas.
Now if they do it, they owe me money for coming up with the idea.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. So, Figment stuff.
Sarah wants to know if you'll hand deliver it to Minnesota. For the right price, I will.
Maybe.
Or wait, you're coming here in March, so we'll just give it to you then.
How about if we hold off and I'll give it to you when I see you in March? okay, so we talked about, let's talk about food. Shall we?
We didn't really eat that much of it.
Okay, so we did...
Two things.
So my, like I was saying before, my favorite is the deconstructed booth, which, like he said, got moved. It's where the donut place was for, was it festival? No.
For all the other stuff. It's right outside Test Track.
The one, yeah, the station outside, like by Test Track.
Next to the Frozen Coke.
It was, cool, oh, no. I think for food and wine, it was a fry, it was yes. French fries, different kinds of fries. We did fries.
I think it was the donut for the flower garden.
Possibly. Here. But anyway, whatever was there, that's where the deconstructed booth is. And so, like, their two features are, like, a deconstructed BLT
yes.
and my favorite, deconstructed key lime pie. And basically, it's what you like about your, you know, sandwich or, in this case, key lime pie. But it's all in different sections instead right. of together. So it was fantastic.
And artistically put together on a plate. For a high plate, the way they do it also.
And also, so I have to go also back to my roots and went to the Italy Pavilion. And
like, oh, great, you hit something.
I did. All right, so they had this, it's like a large mozzarella cheese stick, but like a square.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put pictures of this on our page too. So it was like cheese in the middle, and it looked like a painter's palette around it. And there was different kinds of
dipping sauces.
Mm-hmm. There was like a marinara. There was mm-hmm. balsamic vinaigrette. There was
pesto.
I think it was pesto. And then there was another one that I had no idea what it was. So you can take little pieces of the cheese and like dip it around mm-hmm. the plate. And actually, it looked really small, but I didn't even finish that last bite.
No, you
didn't.
It kind
of filled me up.
Yeah.
But I do recommend that. That was really good. And the little marinara sauce that they use on the plate is the same that they use in Bianopoli or when the pizza window is open.
Which is never.
Which is never. but that is that was really good. So I recommend. And it was fun to just. I'm a dipper though. Like when I get chicken or whatever, I like all that kind of stuff.
So. And then the other thing we had was at the funnel cake booth, they actually had a funnel cake sandwich for the festival. So it was two chocolate funnel cakes, vanilla ice cream in the middle, and they put whipped cream, like a purplish whipped cream, sprinkles, I think, a strawberry sauce on top of it. It was okay. It was really sweet. Honestly, it tastes a lot like Cocoa Puffs.
It did, or like Cocoa Puffs or Cocoa Krispies, like that kind of a thing. I mean, it wasn't bad, but like the two of us, it was only about that big, and like the two of us, and we didn't finish it, did we?
I like the funnel cake. It was all the sweet of the strawberry sauce and the whipped cream. And
too much whipped cream, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But I mean, it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
If you have a sweet tooth, which I usually do, we didn't finish it because it was that sweet, but it was good.
And we hadn't eaten anything real yet.
Was we didn't eat when we got to the festival. The first thing to go for is junk food. We went and got the funnel cake ice cream.
And after it was all done on the way out, we stopped at Connections. Or we went to Connections and Walker Home more time. So we went to Connections Cafe.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we? Yeah. I got a kid's meal.
You got a kid's meal, and I got the Demerso's chicken salad.
Chicken, yeah.
Which I love that salad.
So the food, the couple of things that we did try were pretty good. Mm-hmm. A lot of the things that they offer are, you know, fancy things. And if you've been watching our show for the past 5 years, then you know I don't do fancy. And he doesn't really either.
There's certain things neither one of us eat seafood at all.
At all.
Any kind. And that seemed to be a lot of the booths. They had different seafood stuff. Michelle doesn't eat pork. She doesn't eat beef. So I took out a lot of those booths.
That's why I eat sweet stuff.
She's okay with sweets as long as it doesn't have pork, beef.
Give me the ice cream. Give me the cake. Just don't give me seafood or pork.
Greg said I was all jacked up on Mountain Dew and funnel cake.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably true. Actually, no, not that early today. I hadn't eaten Mountain Dew yet. By now, yeah. I'm all.
Probably so.
That's how I get through the day. I'm exhausted. Last night was stressful.
Oh my God. I was telling him that like today felt like how we feel the day after we go to like the Halloween party or the Christmas party, like wiped out. It was like
her chest was tight. She
it was a whole situation last night. It was just like I think I left the room once just because I couldn't take it. And my friends back home from Michigan are like, oh my gosh. But yeah,
you left right at the end of the game.
Because I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it until I heard you guys cheering. I'm like, okay, I'll come back.
That's true.
Plus, I'm like really superstitious. I didn't want to bring any bad luck around.
No. So okay. Another part of the festival, which I always liked, is the art booths. But it didn't seem like there was as many art booths. Or maybe it did, and they were just mostly Disney fine art booths rather than
actual. It seemed less. No, it very well could have been the same amount of boost, but to me, it just felt less. Now, I also heard that they were going to be moving stuff around.
Oh.
That some of the food things. So who, I don't know, told me that?
Greg
or Sam or John. I don't know. But somebody said that they were going to be moving stuff towards the front, because you know how usually when you go to a festival at Epcot, like as soon as you get to the start of work showcase, like bam, there's food booths. And mm-hmm. They didn't really have so much of that. So
no, not really. I know outside the store, what's the store? I can't think of the name of it.
Which one?
Connect,
the main Creation Shop.
Creation Shop, sorry. Outside the back of Creation Shop on the way to Test Track, they do have some art set up there.
The expensive art.
Really expensive. Some really nice, cool tables. Yeah. People taking different Disney scenes. There's a Beauty and the Beast, Seven Dwarfs, a Villain scene. There's a few other ones, but it's really nice, but very expensive. Some wall art they had there. Then when we walked around the festival, you do see a lot of the Disney Fine Artist booths.
Yeah.
Which is basically Wonderground. Everything they had there, but then they had a few Star Wars booths, Star Wars art. I only saw the one Marvel booth, and it was a really small one this year. The Marvel was not, it wasn't in the store. It's usually at one of the stores there at the gateway, and it wasn't in there this year.
Usually there's more Marvel.
Yeah, they didn't have much Marvel art at all, and a lot of it was the art from previous years. It wasn't really new stuff. There was some other pieces though. Star Wars had some great pictures. I saw one booth looked like it was mostly Mandalorian and Boba Fett type. Which was really cool. There was another really nice piece I saw that was Yoda on Dagobah. Really big, but we couldn't afford that. Unless we can sell that picture you drew for a lot of money. Go back and buy it.
Unless we sell my masterpiece Figment drawing. Maybe.
We'll see. But yeah, so I was disappointed because I bought Marvel the last few years. So this year I didn't really see anything new that.
And as you leave the park, also the special show is up on Spaceship Earth for the festival.
Correct.
So, and that's about it for that.
Was it crowded? Yes, it was very crowded on opening day. I don't know if it was because it was opening day. Most likely that's the reason. I don't know if it's still that way. I'll go back to find out. I know we probably go back for at least a week or so.
Yeah, the kids like that festival, so we'll probably go back. So we'll probably have more to report on later.
Yeah, not this weekend, but maybe the weekend after. We got plans this weekend, so it's going to be next week.
So, I wanted to talk about yesterday, I believe, Disney Springs put out that a Vineyard Vines store is coming to Disney Springs now.
Corey's going to love it.
Oh, Corey loves that store. And then, you know, of course, I haven't been to the fancy end area of Disney Springs in a while, the fancy side. But Rothy's Shoes were supposed to be opening. Is it open? Does anyone know if Rothy's is open yet? I want to say it was where the UGG store.
That's
the expensive leggings. Lululemon.
Yeah, which you can get 5 pair of a Lost Prince apparel for 1 pair. Just saying.
And ours are better.
And ours are softer. And today they're half off till midnight.
They are. So another fancier, higher end store, let's say. So my question to all of you and you is, do we think that that Disney Springs is getting too commercialized, not as Disney-esque per se? More, it seems like they have more larger chain stores than they do Disney stores right now, and it seems like it's getting more so. What do you guys think?
And they're getting a lot of the stores that you would find at like Millennium Mall.
Yeah.
Not just like the normal, just not the average mall type stores. They're the higher end stores, which I get it. Disney wants to appeal to the higher end crowd. So
but you're at Disney and you're already spending a lot of money.
You're spending a lot of money. So it's really hard to say how that's all going to play out. But yeah, they when they had Lululemon and then they had the UGG store before that. And
they have Lilly Pulitzer, which I love, but it's super expensive. They have that expensive bathing suit store, or they did anyway. I don't know if it's still there. Sugar Boo, which I love, but it's expensive.
Tommy Bahama.
Free People, which I love. Expensive. Zara isn't that expensive.
No.
It's pretty reasonable.
And a lot of them, I know they have partnerships with Disney for certain prints. Like Vera Bradley has a partnership there. Lily has one, but do they sell the Disney Lily in the Lily store?
I don't think so.
It's only sold in the Disney stores.
Maybe it would be more appeal to tourists and, you know, regular Disney goers if you got a discount in those stores. Like if you have the annual pass holder discount or any other type of discount if you got them in those stores as well, because it's kind of a bummer. Like, they're expensive, and any little bit, even if it was 10%, you know, any little bit would help. So
I know that for me, like, Lego stores, one of my favorite stores, but you don't really get, sometimes you get 15% off depending on what your purchase is, what the item is. But I know for a while there, they would actually have the sets inside the World of Disney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there I would get my full discount. So I remember one time I bought something at Lego store, came and met her, and then I saw the exact same thing inside the World of Disney. So I ran back to Lego, returned it, came back and bought it at Disney to get my bigger discount.
Now, mind you, the stores are right next to each other.
Right next to each other.
So you got a discount in this store, but not in this store, which to me doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, it's just weird that the way they do it, I don't understand. But now you don't see Legos inside World of Disney.
No, you don't.
It's almost kind of like they realized, wait a minute, we can't do this.
I just feel like if you spend a lot of money to go to Disney, and even as annual pass holders, you know, we go and, but we don't want to spend a lot every time. Now, mind you, I love all the stores that are there. I'm not saying that because I really do, and I frequent them. However, if I were an out-of-towner, I don't think I'd want to go to the stores that I could get back home.
Right. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. If there's nothing unique about that store for you, because most of those stores are found in every major city.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know why you would do that. What's wrong?
I can't see. Sorry. I'm trying to read some.
Oh, I'm watching. You're good.
All right. So okay. So Casey agrees with me. I think Teresa did too. The things are going up. Let's date ourselves. Completely. I remember years and years ago when it was Pleasure Island. When I was a kid, I still wanted to go to Pleasure Island, but I wasn't old enough to go. But you'd walk around and it was Disney-fied.
Right.
Like, everything was Disney-fied. Even, like, it was cool. I mean, you guys remember in Pleasure Island, they had the huge Jessica Rabbit sign when the leg used to kick back and forth. But they did have a Harley Davidson store.
They still do, don't they? Isn't it down by World of Disney? Yeah.
World of Disney?
Yeah. Near World of Disney on that path. Once you pass the Polite Pig by the Levi store and all that, I think there's a Harley store there.
I don't think so.
No, I do. It's across from the store of the Boys Love. That Japanese store.
Uniqlo?
Yeah, there's one right across from Uniqlo, right there next to
the. Is there really? Oh my god, there is! See, it shows you how much I pay attention. So yeah, I guess that would go together. So you were right, I was wrong. You have that on tape for on video.
I'm saving that thing on my phone to use whenever I need it. And I've even got Chuck and Holly agreeing with me.
Yes, I was wrong. I'm tired. But I don't go in there. So in my defense, I don't usually go in there because I don't go in a Levi's store. I don't go any in it.
There's another store over there too. I can't remember. It's more of a men's clothing store where they have jackets and you get a jacket, a pair of jeans, something for like $100.
Yeah, they do have jackets from. We went in there for something one time. I don't remember before.
Yeah.
But so it just seems as though they're getting more and more regular stores in as opposed to Disney-esque type of stores. And I do miss the way Disney used to be.
I wonder if that's because they don't want people leaving property to go to Florida Mall, Millennium Mall. You keep you on property, you're not going to go shopping somewhere else.
Yeah.
So if they can get you, if they can get the stores that you might want to go shopping at there, because I mean everybody knows Disney does not want you to leave property once you're on property. That's why they make transportation and everything keep you right in that bubble. So I guess that would make sense why they might do it. But who knows?
But you know what would be really cool if they want to keep people in the bubble, right? Instead of adding more like
fancy
stores, they need to, in my opinion, they need a better nightlife there. Because, yes. I mean, when Pleasure Island was there, they had all the clubs. And they did Happy New Year, like, every night. It was comedy clubs, dance clubs, you know, all kinds of stuff to keep people going until it was, like, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And they don't have that anymore. I know at one point before COVID, the Edison was, would do a DJ here and there. And it was supposed to be, like, a nightlife type of club. But you don't hear about any of those kind of things. And yes, they have performers like bands at the stage or whatever. Mm-hmm. To me, that doesn't cut it.
No, they need the actual club where people can go in at night. I mean, you've been at the parks during the day or you just want to get away from everything else and just go have adult fun rather than get out of the parks for a little bit.
Teresa.
What'd she say?
She just said.
D.
NBA experience is empty. Girl, yes.
Yeah, they could put something in there. They could actually do something revolving in there, actually, if they wanted to. They could bring back Pleasure Island and do it as a revolving thing, like every 3 months or whatever, change the theme of it.
That'd be a lot.
They could, but like you said earlier with the drones, they're Disney. They could do it.
I don't know. If they can't build a table for drones, they can't do a revolving dance.
Yeah, place. They don't have much.
But yeah, but they could even, like, it doesn't have to be exactly what they had at Pleasure Island, but maybe something comparable.
Sure.
You know, like dancing and like a club type of.
Bring the mannequins floor back.
Mannequins. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, when I was old enough to finally go, mannequins was my spot. And then they closed it. So, see? I didn't even get to enjoy it.
Like Greg said, the real places are Jelly Rolls and Dance Hall, which are both at Boardwalk.
Yeah.
Which, if you're not staying over that way, I mean, more people, I think, go to the Springs than they go to the Boardwalk.
Well, I know, like, even when we would vacation here, if we didn't want to do the parks or if we were done early or whatever, we would go over to the Springs at night. That was always our backup. Like, okay, we've done park hopping or we've done this and that. How about we go to the Springs and get something to eat and shop?
Right. It was always one night you did that. Usually the day we did Animal Kingdom, because we'd do Animal Kingdom in the half of the day and then we'd hit the Springs in the evening.
Yes. Yes, yes. So.
That was
it. Yeah, hopefully, you know, it will be nice. I really like Teresa's suggestion, though, about NBA experience. What do you guys think should go there? I think a nightclub. That's my opinion.
Yeah, a nightclub would work. They could do something. They could do something in their adult entertainment-wise. Because that is the side where...
Well, not adult entertainment.
Not that type of thing. Look where your mind went. Wow. The Disney princess went right out the door of this.
He's adult.
The way you took it. What's in this cup?
Orange juice. Because I'm trying not to get sick.
But I mean, a place I am one very big on, I get tired of being around children all the time. And I'll say it. I'm not afraid to say it. I've teased with Greg, why do people bring their kids to Disney? Because of, like...
Okay, this really took a turn. I am so sorry.
Hey, I just sometimes want to time away from children.
What he meant was like a nightclub.
Yes. Or,
yeah, that kind of
thing. And I don't even like to dance. I just
play for... See, I do. I love that.
We went to something at the Edison that one time. You know, what was that? Remember they had us dress up. You and Panda had some kind of...
A masquerade type party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stephen Claire was going to ask you what kind of adult entertainment you were referring to.
And Greg's tired of kids too. See, even Greg. Deb says it's a family show, is it?
We try.
Is there anybody under 18 watching? I don't think so.
And just for the record, I've never been to an adult entertainment place. I just didn't like the way it sounded. So, anyway, let's skip from that because this could go off the rails even worse.
Let's go off the rails. Let's
no, it's not.
Let's drive not. This puppy right off the rails.
Oh my God.
Thelma and Louise it.
Oh my God. You want to be Thelma or Louise?
Neither.
Oh my God.
I'll watch the car go over the side. I'm not going to be either.
All right, moving on.
You're almost on stuff already. You're listening. Yeah.
So I don't know if we said this last week about Country Bears. Did they announce that it was closing on the 26th? I think we talked about that.
I don't know if you talked about it here or if we talked about it on the radio. I can't remember if we talked about it or if it was for when you did your radio spot. Or not radio spot, Fox
TV 2. Spot.
Yeah, Fox TV.
Did we talk about that? Well, anyway, so they are closing on the Country Bear Jamboree on January 26th. Okay. And so that's a refurb, you know, redo, whatever you want to call it. You know, they're going to be putting in like bear necessities and different like songs as opposed to
country
the,
theme, though.
As opposed to the like slightly offensive thing they got going on in there now. And then, you know, we did Splash Mountain to Tiana's, which is really coming along. So that leads to my question for you, Atwood.
Oh, boy.
And you can,
probably not gonna like my answer.
You can play along as well. Because I like to read comments. I'm a comment reader.
She does. She goes back and watches the entire show.
I don't watch the whole show.
Most of the show. And reads all the comments.
Anyway, so what else, in your humble opinion, and this goes for you guys too, do you think could use an overhaul, a makeover, an update, or maybe not even if you think something could use it, but what is something that you would not be super upset about if they were to redo it?
The carousel of male chauvinism needs to be redone.
Ooh.
Because their future is our past.
Sure.
I mean, it really is. So they really need to do an overhaul. And people are saying Country Bears, the last day is January 26th. The closest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So 26th.
Anyway,
sorry.
Just to clarify.
Boy, am I off today. You guys are correcting me left and right.
No, I think the Carousel of Progress really does need an update. Yeah, but it's still the same scenes. I think they could do something with the scenes to make it more modern, and bring it up.
Yeah, I mean, so like we always joke about it. We've talked about it on our show before that, you know, that John sits and talks to the audience and plays with his dog and whatever else, and the wife is doing all the work. But you know, I think that that also is a sign of the times for back then as well, because by the end of it, the man is cooking and he burned it
because he keeps saying. Oven set to 900 degrees. Turkey blew up.
So maybe you should let the women do the work. If you want something done, do yourself. Don't burn the turkey.
Oh, we know who's cooking Thanksgiving this year now. Michelle's cooking dinner this year.
So, yeah, I could say that Carousel, but you got a lot of diehard Disney people that... would miss the way it is. What?
Oh, no, I'm just reading people's comments. So I see Sunny Eclipse in here from Sarah, Carousel Progress from Jessica, Country Bears again, Tiki Room. Patty loves it, but the birds look tired. They do look exhausted. The Speedway, Autumn, wait, you don't like the 3D visor and laser disc and two left feet at once? I want to laugh. Yeah, it's a good place to cool off. The carousel needs more Muppet horses, Greg said. Greg! Tiki Room again, Imagination, Figment Ride. I agree. Figment Ride needs to be redone.
It's so annoying.
Even if they redid it back to what it was, I think people would be more happy than what it is now. So.
Yeah, I could agree with these. The Tiki Room is not one I go in. Because it seems to go on forever. Now, on a hot day, if you just need a break, sure.
Yeah.
Here's that slippery slope, because it is something that, you know, Walt had a hand in, and, you know, people don't want to change certain classic things, even if they desperately need it or they're terribly boring.
Well, yeah, that's if they say we're going to change this, people are going to complain that they're changing it, even if it's going to be better. I think a lot of people just don't like change, the thought of change. They may like what happens afterwards.
I mean, our friend Fran hated the Tiki Room. She said it was like watching paint dry.
Jody just said that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we went there on one of our meetups, and Fran was just so funny, and she was like, I'd rather watch paint dry.
Oh, my God. I don't want, she had a New York accent. I don't want to go to the Tiki Room. I hate it. So if our sweet friend was still with us, she would second and third and fourth that whole opinion the Tiki Room has to go.
I think there's a lot of room for refurbishments on some of the stuff at Disney, but I still think instead of focusing on fixing what is there, they need to work on a new land like they rumored at D23.
Additions is what
additions
you're saying.
Additions or a new park.
Oh, yes.
They have been bragging for years. We have enough space to build 3 more parks, but you haven't done it. I mean, that quit bragging about it and just do it. It's like somebody who says, well, I could pay for it. Yeah, but you're not. So stop. Just stop saying what you could do and just do it. And them always saying, oh, we could build 3 more parks, but you won't. You're building another hotel. You'll put up another DVC resort. You'll do all this other stuff, but you won't. You got to get those crowds spread out in the parks more. They're too crowded for a place that's supposedly under restrictions. the parks are still too crowded right now.
They are still too crowded. So I have a thought. All right, before we wrap stuff up here, I got a thought. I just got to put it together.
Well, I will say this. I want to hear this. Never mind.
No, you will say what?
I lost my train of thought, too. I had an idea, and then I just decided, no, it's not probably good to share it here.
Family friendly. We've already overshared.
Patty and Fran used to argue about the Tiki Room.
Oh, poor Fran.
Villains Land. I think a Villains Park would be fantastic.
Villains. More villains. Everybody loves the baddies. I would love that.
And Universal is kind of doing that with Epic, where they're going to have the Universal Monsters area in that park, which I think is fantastic. That's my favorite house ever.
People like that kind of stuff. Yeah. So here's where I was going to go. And it could be a question that maybe makes no sense, which my track record tonight is.
This could be really good.
All right. So follow me for a sec. Okay, so speaking of old Disney and old trips and old vacations, whatever. Okay. So years ago, now think back to when, you know, we've been here for 10 years, and wow, 10 years, and when we would vacation here, we would plan our days, we'd plan our meals, we would do all that, and, like, we could spend a whole lot of time in a park.
Oh, easily.
Even Animal Kingdom. So, which, in my opinion, needs...
Whole
overall. Oh my God, it needs everything. It needs everything. So nowadays you got people that, not just people that live here, but people that vacation here saying things, you know, like, oh, this isn't an all day park. I got everything done, you know, by noon. Yeah. So what changed? Like, they added more attractions than they had, let's say 10, 15 years ago. There's more to do, but people are doing less of it. Does that make sense?
I think the crowds are worse now.
Well, the crowds and technology, maybe. You know, you see a lot of people on their phones, actually, most of the time. Back in the day, like, we would enjoy the park and the things around it and things to do, and, you know.
Your camera was an actual camera with film that you couldn't see right away, or was it digital camera that you could look, but you would just take pictures left and right. You wouldn't think of, oh, wait, retake that one, it didn't come out well. You just take a bunch of pictures.
Didn't take it me.
No, I think it everybody who takes 500 photos.
Oh, well.
But I think the crowds are bigger now. The old FastPass system made it easier to get through a lot of stuff, in my opinion. I know people will argue with that, but that's just, we didn't have to pay for the old system. The new system, you have to pay to really use it.
But it seems as though people enjoyed the parks longer years ago.
Well, and I think it's a part of that whole, I want instant gratification. They don't want to, when we go with the boys, they don't like waiting for a ride. 35, 40 minute ride? No, that's too long. It's like, I remember.
But if you vacationed here, though, wouldn't you want to make the most of your trip and stand in line?
And that's why people buy Lightning Lane, Genie Plus.
I hate Genie Plus.
That's why people buy it, because they do. Because if you're coming down here and you have, let's say, 5 days on your trip, so you have a day at every park and maybe an extra day to either enjoy the resort or go to an extra day. But there are certain things, like if you go, you want to ride Rise of the Resistance. You want to ride Guardians of the Galaxy. You want to ride Tron. And those are rides that you have to get up and, I mean, like Tron, you have to get up and get a virtual queue. Guardians, you have to get up and get a virtual queue. Now Rise, you can wait in line. It's probably going to break down 3 times while you're in line for it to reboot the server. But you're going to wait in line for it because that ride buries every other ride in parks.
See, all right, I'm going to sidebar you for a second.
Oh, boy.
So, speaking of virtual queues, now there's good points to them and bad points to them. I personally almost would rather go stand in line because, like, okay, for example, so it's been almost a year since Tron made its debut.
Yes.
And my boys still have not gone on it because it's virtual. We don't get up at 7 o'clock on a Saturday. So like we couldn't just go over to Magic Kingdom and stand in line for Tron, which the boys would definitely do just to ride it.
Right.
And I miss those days where you could just go. Mm-hmm. Like back even a few years ago, you know, you don't have a fast pass for this ride, but you can go stand in line for it.
And it's not an obscene amount of time.
No.
To wait in line. We grew up going to Cedar Point, for anybody that knows the park in Sandusky, Ohio, and on a good day, you would get to ride about 4 or 5 rides. if you were there for 12 hours, because you'd wait in line 3 hours. Top Thrill Dragster was 3 to 4 hours. Maverick, when it opened, was 3 to 4 hours. Millennium Force, Magnum XL, when that opened up many, many moons ago, that was still a 2 to 3 hour wait. So it's like we got used to waiting in line because there was no other option if you wanted to ride the ride.
And they would have a DJ in the lines. Yes. So you have music to listen to. They would have, like, they'd sell, you know, like, something to drink or...
Right, snacks throughout the line.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't terrible. But also, when we were going to Cedar Point, like, not everybody was like this all the time.
And that wouldn't make the time go by a lot faster. But you see people play the one game where they put their phone...
They flip their phone.
I don't know what that game is. Gestures. I don't know what it's called. Gestures or something like that. Isn't that
it's kind of like a charades type game. Yeah. Gestures. I don't know. But you see people doing that line.
Top Thrill Dragster is the only ride that makes me say no, Tim Brick. Oh, you weenie.
Yeah, they're redoing it.
Yeah, they're redoing it now.
So even more frightening.
But yeah, it's so I guess that's a thing with having to get a virtual queue. And you don't want to miss out because if you're down here on your vacation, if you come once every 2 years, like a lot of people do, or once a year, if you're coming down here and you want to ride Guardians, that's your mission. I need to get on Guardians.
Yes.
You know, it used to be Pandora was the big one. I need to get on Flight of Passage when I was here.
You don't even hear people talking about that anymore.
No. Tron is still the big one that a lot of people want to do. And we've actually been in the park, and I've been able to get in the 1 o'clock queue. But usually we're back home, and about 9:30 my phone goes off and goes, oh, your time is up to go ride Tron. I'm like, no.
That actually happened last week. It ended up being like, 9:30 at night? And he's like, oh, we can go ride Tron now. So we would have had to be at the park for like 9 hours to actually ride it. Yeah. And, you know, that just wasn't going to happen.
No. Not that late in the day. But it's just, I miss the old Fast Pass system. I miss the way you could coordinate your times. It worked really well. I get why Disney changed it. I just don't agree with why they changed it. I know they have a business reason, and at the end of the day, there's a business reason for everything they do, if we like it or not. Just sometimes I wish they would think a little bit more about the fans and how much the fans are paying for this.
You want to make the most of your time.
You do.
It blows me away, though, I sound so old. How much times have changed in a very short period of time. Like, all of a sudden, like, everybody's heads, like, spun and, like, everything's different.
Yeah.
But I guess you could say that about a lot of things. But I kind of miss the way it used to be. I do.
No, I do too. I miss the old ways of the way things were. It was a simpler. Life was so much simpler.
When I was a kid.
And the snow was 12 feet tall both ways. And the sun was beating down the back of my neck. But it was just easier. I mean, you didn't worry about everything. You weren't checking your phone to see if somebody liked your post on Facebook or Instagram because you weren't obsessed about that. Or, oh, they must not like me anymore. They didn't like my stuff anymore. They didn't see it or whatever. It's like we've become a...
You don't like my posts. I don't think you like me.
I don't go on Facebook. I absolutely hate Facebook.
As we're doing a live show.
I know, as we're doing a live show on Facebook because I know we need it for business. But it's just the whole social media and everything is taking over the world. It's become where people get their news, they get their instant gratification, they get their gossip, they get everything. They get to talk about people behind their back on Facebook. It's just
okay. Tangent. Whoa. I thought I was bad.
No, I'll admit it, and this is just how I feel. But the world used to not worry about stuff like that. And what were we talking about last week? Remember we talked about if somebody wanted to talk to you, they'd have to call you on the phone, and you'd be corded to wherever the phone was plugged into the wall.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I know her and Holly were talking about how they would take their phones and they would stretch the cord all the way into their bedroom and close the door so they could have a little bit of privacy on the phone.
And then you'd have to lay on the ground, like wherever, as far as the phone stretched, that's as far as you were gonna get.
This is the furthest part I can get away from everybody else in the house with the phone.
Okay, can we sound any older at this point?
I remember when we had to go up on the roof and change the antenna to get channel 4.
Oh, my God. So before we go.
Yeah, we got to get to a blue plate. Oh, we missed the blue plate special. There goes the $4.99 dinner. Dang it.
Okay.
Adam just came in. He said, sorry to be late celebrating a Bills win. So the Bills won.
Good for you,
congratulations,
Adam. Very happy for your team.
Sorry for our buddy Sam, who's a Steelers fan, but I think he knew he wasn't going to win it.
We want the best for everybody.
That's it. As long as the Lions win next week, I don't care.
Okay, so before we go, you want to talk about the House of Mosaic Hill?
Oh, yeah, we're doing this little expo thing a few weeks, March 2nd and 3rd at the Osceola Heritage Park Event Center. Maybe you've heard of the House of Mouse Expo. We hope you've heard about it. If not, you should go to houseofmouseexpo.com and check it out. But we have a lot of great guests coming this year. Gosh, I can't even think of everybody right now. And actually, I think I fixed it to where I can show you guys the pictures now.
Well, you don't have to go through all of it, do you?
But I was going to show, like...
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
But if you can, you want to check and make sure they can hear us once it flips to Jason. So I just want to make sure we still have audio. Yep, they can. They can hear us. So Jason Marsden is going to be there. He's going to be helping us out that weekend. He's going to be the hype man all around the floor there to greet guests and such. We have the three younger Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus 2 coming, Nina, Taylor, and Juju. Ross Marquant from the Marvel Universe as well. He's on the Disney Wish. If you go to the Avengers restaurant, you can hear his voice. He's Ultron in there, but he was also Walking Dead Avengers. He was a Stonekeeper in the Infinity War and Endgame. From the Pirates franchise, we have Kevin McNally and Martin Clubba. They were two of the main characters from most of the movies. As we announced last week, Irene Bedard is coming. Pocahontas herself will be at the House of Mouse Expo. Another great guest that's coming, Terry McGovern, who I didn't realize how much this man had done until after we announced him. He actually coined the term Wookiee for the Star Wars universe, him and George Lucas, which I found that absolutely fascinating. No, he did that, so we're excited about him being there. And, of course, we have Brett, Bill, and Caitlin coming, who is Mickey, Goofy, Pluto, and Minnie Mouse. Along with Jim Cummings, who's the voice of
basically everything
you can imagine, Pooh, Tigger, Pete, and Darkwing Duck, so many more. So very excited for all these guests that are going to be there this year. We do have a few more guests. We have one we're really excited about. We're just waiting on the contract to come in. We'll be announcing it hopefully next week. Plus, we have a handful of other guests we're still going to announce over the next couple weeks. So make sure you guys get your tickets for the event. They are on sale. There is an after-hours party on Saturday night, the 2nd. You can get tickets for that. There's going to be food there. There'll be a cash bar. We're going to have DJ Renee Adams from Murrayville Radio will be there as our DJ for the evening. So you're going to definitely want to go check that party out because there is a limited amount of space and tickets for that event. Vendors, we have over 100 vendors on the floor, which we're really excited. Last year, we barely hit 60. This year, we're over 100 vendors. So it's going to be lots of shopping, lots of great merchandise, a lot
support
of art.
Support small businesses.
Support small business, including our small business.
Including ours. Including ours.
What else can I possibly say about, oh, if you, last year, if you went to Jason Marsden's booth, he had a harpist in his booth. She's actually going to be back this year, mm-hmm. along with a friend of hers, Michelle, who is a violinist. So they're going to be.
She actually plays violin for Disney Fairy Tale Weddings.
Yes.
And they have a whole thing going on too. So there's going to be entertainment going on the whole weekend. So houseofmouseexpo.com. And if you can't make it, please tell as many people as you can, because that's how we grow. And that if we want this to be successful, we just need everyone's help. So any. You know, word of mouth you can do is super appreciated.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys sharing it out to anybody who you possibly can. We have people coming in from all over the country to come to this event because they've enjoyed the last 2 years. So it's a lot of fun. There'll be cosplay and a cosplay contest. Also in the vendor room, we're setting up a stage this year where we're going to do live podcasting throughout the weekend. So Greg and I will be doing it. Michelle and I might do it. Who else? Lou said he would like to do it. Jeremy and Rhonda said they would like to podcast.
Yeah.
There's other people who are going to be there. So you can come out, support them, and maybe hear it from somebody you've never heard of that you might actually enjoy and want to follow after that. There'll be panels throughout the weekend. We're just really excited about everything that's coming together for the event. So please, houseofmouseexpo.com, and get your tickets. Single-day tickets for Saturday, Sunday, two-day tickets, VIP package where you get swag, front-of-the-line access to the celebrities such as that. So please check it out. You won't be disappointed. That we can promise. Nobody's been disappointed at this time of the show.
No, they haven't. So, yeah, come see us or tell people about it.
And one more thing I want to mention. We mentioned last week, TMSM Radio is back and running. We've redone the whole thing. We've redone the playlist, the songs. So go to TMSMradio.com.
Yes, right.
You can put it on your phone and listen to it. You can listen to it through your computer. It's really doing well now. We're really happy with it. And we're hoping to eventually do this show live on TMSM Radio. We're going to do podcasting live on the show. So check it out. Let us know what you guys think. And you can even request certain songs to be put into different playlists if you want to on there. There's a way to request songs to be added.
Yep, we're adding as much as we can to keep all y'all entertained all the time.
And I think it's at 8 o'clock tonight. If you go out there, you'll be able to hear fireworks music. So that's always a fun hour to hear the Wishes or Happily Ever After or whatever the night.
Some nostalgia.
Yep.
Yeah. So, okay, so I guess that is it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Anything else before we go?
I think that's it. I think we're good, guys. Just have a great week. Mm-hmm. You follow us on all the socials. Follow Main Street Mouse on at the Main Street Mouse on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. It's Main Street Mouse on X or Twitter,
yeah,
if you want to call it. Make sure you follow us. Make sure you're checking the site every day. Make sure you're following us on Facebook. I know you can get alerts that when we post something, so you guys can stay ahead of whatever we're posting. And just try to – Facebook makes it really hard for everybody to see our reach. So if you guys could just kind of keep an eye out and share anything that you'd like to with all your friends and family, we appreciate it. So
thank you. And you have a wonderful week ahead, and we will see you next week, same time, same station.
Same bat channel. Okay,
same bye, bat guys. Channel. Bye, guys.